Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about the topic of personal responsibility. Currently, or nowadays, you can look around and people are quick to point the finger away from themselves. It's this person's fault. It's that person's fault. This person made me do it. That thing made me do it. The list goes on and on. I remember when that happened, that incident at McDonald's, where that lady sued McDonald's because she spilled some hot coffee on her. And that's when I first started seeing it, like, really opened my eyes. And I was thinking, wow, what is going on here? She spills coffee on herself. She sues McDonald's for, I don't know how much it was, $1 million, and she won. It comes back to the whole thing about personal responsibility. What are you taking responsibility for? Or what things in your life are you taking responsibility about? Like, when it comes to bipolar disorder, personal responsibility is a huge thing for me, because I not only think that I have a responsibility to myself, but my loved ones and people in general around me, because what I do affects other people, good, bad, in between. So when someone recently asked me, are we really responsible for our actions when it comes to bipolar disorder? I mean, since we're not really in the right frame of mind. And to be honest, I actually struggled with that for a while, because I wondered the same thing. But what I have found that we have so much more control over this illness than we think we do. Most people, when you're first diagnosed, it is overwhelming. It can be hard to accept that you have this chronic illness, a mental illness, with this huge stigma. The thing is, as time, you know, is gone, it's moved on, or I've moved through my life, I've found that I do have control over things that help me to prevent an episode. It's not one of those things where, oh, I can control an episode, but what I do can directly impact the severity of an episode, both good or bad, or how intense it is. The severity, the intensity, and how long it lasts are directly, or not, it's not a direct proportion, but there's a higher degree of control when you do things on a daily basis to manage bipolar disorder. And what I mean is, what are you doing each day to take care of yourself so you don't get sick? Because this is an illness. Are you just taking your meds? Are you not taking any meds? Are you working out? Are you not working out? Are you eating fast food every night? Or are you cooking with fresh, wholesome ingredients? There's a lot that goes into how you treat bipolar disorder, and you can manage it. You totally can manage it. I'm a perfect example of finding the right treatment will lead, it'll give you the chance, the ability to function on a daily basis. And so when someone says, do you have control, or not control, but are you responsible for your actions with bipolar disorder? And yes, you are, because what you do now will impact what happens in the future. And when I was saying earlier about a direct proportion, it isn't a direct proportion, because otherwise every single thing would make it So you'd get to the point where you wouldn't have an episode. And although that's what we're striving for, what I strive for is to reduce the severity of an episode and the length of an episode and increase the time in between episodes. And I found that the more that I take control of the things that I'm able to on a daily basis, that gives me a sense of control and gives me a better understanding that, yes, I can take personal responsibility for my illness. Because if I don't take my meds, that doesn't just impact me. It has an impact on my loved ones, people around me, my doctors, my support team. So yes, personal responsibility, I believe, is something that even those of us with bipolar disorder need to take. And it goes to the point of accountability as well, because who's held accountable in the end for your actions? You need to be. I need to be held accountable for my actions. You need to be held accountable for your actions. If you hurt somebody, you need to take personal responsibility and you need to suffer the consequences. And that's the same with this illness. If something happens with the relationship because of your illness, you need to take personal responsibility. Don't point the finger everywhere else. So people are so quick and easy, or it's so easy for people today to point the finger at somebody or something else that, oh, this is the reason I did this, or that's the reason. There's so many excuse. It's like, for me as an individual with bipolar disorder, it empowers me to take personal responsibility for my illness. And I do that by following my treatment plan. I do that by taking my meds each day. I exercise each day. I eat healthy each day. I get as much sleep as I can each day, making sure not to get too much or not too little. I make sure to drink tons of water each day, to get outside each day. These things sound so simple and so practical. And if you just do those simple things, you're already way ahead of the game. Because if you look around at people in their daily lives, most people have something out of whack of those simple survival skills, just to live, to be, to function. And if you focus on those things, you will find yourself in a better way to function on a daily basis. And then you can feel like, hey, yeah, I'm doing all I can to fight this thing, to fight this bipolar disorder. I accept it, but now I'm going to fight it, and I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let it take control. So in the end, asking me if I feel we're responsible for our actions in an episode, I do believe we need to be held accountable. I believe that what you do now will impact those episodes, good or bad, or somewhere in between. And I've seen it both ways. When I'm not doing what I should be doing, I reap the consequences. And those are the bad consequences, usually. But when I'm doing the things that I can, I reap the benefits. I've found, especially in the past couple of years, it's been 3 or 4 years since I've had a manic episode. And I've had blips here and there, but they're not full-blown depressive episodes and full-blown manic episodes. So what I'm finding is that as I tweak my treatment plan, I'm able to better zoom in on ways to manage my bipolar disorder personally. And this decreases the potential negative fallout of any episode. So there is, I know there's hope because I'm right here and I'm living it. And I'm an example that there is hope. And I'm not saying that to brag or anything. I don't want you to think that at all. I just want you to know that yes, what I'm saying is true. And it is for me, it's been 100% pure on point the truth. So I hope the main thing that you take away from this today is make sure to take personal responsibility for you right now. And from this point forward, start holding yourself accountable for the positive and or negative actions that you take. There's always consequences to everything we do. Make sure that you're putting yourself first and treating this illness.
If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.